This Monday.com ad was created by a team of people and AI agents. Reese, our content agent, wrote the copy based on our best practices, like mentioning Monday.com 3 times. That was the second. Johnny, our coordination agent, built the timeline and kept everyone aligned. Olivia, our human creative director, stayed in the loop. Because agents are great, but they don't always know when a joke lands. She had one note: tell listeners it only takes minutes to build an agent. So, minutes. Create your own AI agent today on Monday.com.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
All right, we have a lot of breaking news, and it's getting quite intense. Donald Trump is facing global backlash for his upcoming meeting with Vladimir Putin that's taking place in Alaska. And leading the way, we see a coalition of European leaders who are rallying around Ukraine and desperately trying to pull Donald Trump back down to reality, saying, you better not go into this meeting and just cede Ukrainian land or disrespect Ukrainian sovereignty. Of course, leading this coalition of European leaders, we have Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky himself, who released a video message across all of his social media platforms last night. And this may be the most direct challenge to the Trump admin since their intense Oval Office meeting a few months ago. And in this video, he's basically saying, number one, this meeting is a win for Vladimir Putin before it even happens. You're doing a meeting in America, meaning you're unfreezing Vladimir Putin out of the global order. For the past decade, or even more than a decade, since he invaded Crimea in 2014, Putin has been frozen out of the global order. Well, Trump is allowing him back in, and they're doing it in Alaska, which was sold from Russia to the United States for $7.2 million. So Putin gets to go to the place where they made a huge land sale to try to sell his new land grab. It's all a big con. And the cherry on top is that Putin negotiated it in such a way where he gets to go and doesn't have to talk to Zelensky. He talks to the big orange blob, Donald Trump, who doesn't have any understanding of the history or stakes at play. He doesn't understand the history of Ukraine. He doesn't even understand why long-term security guarantees are necessary. He doesn't understand any of this. As far as Trump's aware, Putin's a good faith actor who he's about to go sit down with and talk for a bit with, and it's not going to end well. So that's why countries are coming out and standing up. I'll play this video of Zelensky in just 1 second, but let's just start here. I found this article that reads, U.S., Ukraine, and European allies are going to huddle ahead of this summit. Ukraine and several NATO allies are privately concerned that Trump might agree to Putin's proposals for ending the war without taking their positions into considerations. So this article just comes out of a cannon saying, you know, NATO allies, European countries, Ukrainian officials, they're all concerned that Trump's a dumbass. They all realize he doesn't understand what's happening. And they're like, dude, do not go into this meeting and immediately cede land. Can I just point out one more time, this summit is a win for Putin before it even begins. He secures his first U.S. visit in a decade, I think over a decade. He gets to posture as a co-equal world leader. For a while, Russia was frozen out and they were seen as a pariah, which they should be. You shouldn't be able to invade countries, invade neighbors, and just be a normal functioning country. You should be treated as a pariah. But now he gets to come back and just acts like he's a co-equal world leader. It's the same as when Donald Trump visited North Korea. Remember when Donald Trump was just standing there, you know, saluting North Korean soldiers and hugging Kim Jong-un? Maybe not hugging, but he was shaking hands with Kim Jong-un. That legitimizes Kim Jong-un as a leader. So when Putin comes here, this is going to be Putin's MO. Get Donald Trump to eagerly take any sort of deal for his own self-interest, even if this deal is wrapped in Ukraine's demise. So if he can advance his objectives without Ukraine there, but then he wraps advancing his objectives in something that sounds good for Trump, Trump might just take it. Trump wants to take some sort of quote-unquote deal. But let's back up very quickly. This is where it all started. Donald Trump is currently hyping this up like it's a WWE match. Just read the tone of this. He posted on Truth Social yesterday, "The highly anticipated meeting between myself as President of the United States and President Vladimir Putin of Russia will take place next Friday, August 15th, 2025, in the great state of Alaska. Further details to follow. Thank you for your attention to this matter." Why is he hyping it up like it's a WWE match? Myself, as the President of the United States, and Vladimir Putin of Russia will take place next Friday. It's just so cringe. And you know what the stakes here are? Ukrainians' territorial sovereignty, the lives of Ukrainian soldiers, civilians, women, children, the men, the territorial sovereignty of other European countries surrounding Ukraine. You know, if Trump were president when Putin first invaded, I think he would have just let Putin go all the way to Kyiv in 2 days like Putin wanted. And then Putin wouldn't have stopped there. He wants to continue to restore the former Soviet empire by invading and invading and invading. But after this was posted, Donald Trump said something about land swapping. He made this vague reference to land swapping at the meeting with Putin. So Zelensky immediately fires back and rejects Trump's suggestion that Ukraine would cede any territory. Let me run through this, then we'll watch the video. "Ukraine will reject any proposal that involves ceding territory to Russia," Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky announced Saturday, hours after President Donald Trump suggested, quote, "some swapping of territories to end Russia's war on Ukraine." And actually, really quickly, I don't know if I've been crystal clear on why you can't just swap land or cede any land to Russia after all of this. There need to be crystal clear consequences to any country who breaks the international order. Yes, the United States has absolutely broken international law a bunch, even recently, but since World War II, we have never invaded a next-door neighbor to grab territory and land. This has not happened in the post-World War II international rule. The United States has not land-grabbed or done it in the way that Russia is. So when Russia tries to steal territory, we need to smack them across the face and show them that you can't do that. This also signals to China that China can't just take Taiwan. But the thing with Russia that's unique is that they've shown a repeated pattern of grabbing next-door neighbors or starting wars. And again, don't take this as me like defending the U.S. or saying the U.S. is perfect. We have done a lot of terrible shit in the Middle East. My dad is from Syria. My dad grew up in the United States, but my family on my dad's side is from Syria. So I understand all of the Middle Eastern stakes, but what Russia does is different. Russia, over and over, has grabbed territory from their next-door neighbor. The human rights abuses that exist inside Russia and around bordering countries that Russia has influence on are just a different game than the human rights abuses that we cover in ICE facilities. And of course, I'm not trying to discount either of them, but these are two different things. So Russia needs to be smacked across the face. We need to show them that, hey, you can't just take your next door neighbor. And here's the next step of this. Here's the next logical step. If we do swap land, say we do this, say Donald Trump does give Putin just a little bit of territory. You know how I said that Russia has a repeated pattern of invading countries? Well, they would keep doing it. In 8 years, maybe not 9 years, 10 years, Russia would rearm and then they would reinvade, but they would do it better, stronger, and faster, and it would eventually lead to World War III. If it didn't lead to World War III, that means Russia successfully invaded all of Eastern Europe and restored the former Soviet Empire, and we lost a bunch of great allies. So these are the stakes. This is why Russia needs to get smacked across the face, to show China that they can't do this, to stop Putin in his tracks. And again, one more time, the nuanced take, I'm never going to say that the U.S. is perfect in foreign policy. I always get emails whenever I'm talking about how bad Russia is, and the emails always say, Adam, the United States is equal or worse than Russia when it comes to domestic human rights abuses and foreign human rights abuses. That's not true. But let's watch this video of Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky speaking about the stakes. Now, this was posted after Donald Trump announced this meeting and floated the idea of swapping land. Really quickly, make sure you subscribe to the Adam Mockler channel below. You can click that subscribe button to join the feed to never miss a video. We are doing an event in Omaha, Nebraska on August 23rd. It's linked in the description. And yeah, just make sure you have subscription notifications on. All right, so I want to play this video for you all of Volodymyr Zelensky, the president of Ukraine, talking about the stakes. But about half of my viewers or listeners exist on audio, so Spotify, Apple Music, or iTunes. So I'm just going to translate what he's saying on the spot by reading off the captions, because it's not fair if the people listening on Spotify or iTunes don't get the proper information due to translation. So let's play this. If you do speak Ukrainian, it's probably going to be painful to hear me do this, but just listen up. President Zelensky says, fellow Ukrainians, President Trump announced preparations for his meeting with Putin in Alaska. Very far away from this war, which is raging on our land against our people, and which anyway can't be ended without us, without Ukraine. Putin did not believe in our people, and therefore made the hopeless decision to try to take Ukraine. This was his main mistake, not taking Ukrainians into account. I believe in our people. Ukrainians are strong. Ukrainians defend what's theirs. Just to pause it, this is me speaking now. This is Adam Mockler speaking. This is very true. Donald Trump underestimated, not Donald Trump, Vladimir Putin underestimated the Ukrainians every single step of the way. He thought he would get to Kyiv in 2 days. In 2 days. That was like 3 years ago. And at this point, the fact that Trump is holding a meeting with Putin but not even allowing any Ukrainians at the table, it's sickening. This is like having a meeting for reparations in America. Like, how can we right our wrongs against the black community in America, yet not even allowing any black community members to be at the table? What are we doing here? Allow Ukrainians to be at the table. To continue, Ukrainians will defend with theirs. Many in the world have sided with Ukraine during the war. Even those who are with Russia know that Russia is doing evil. Of course, we will not reward Russia for what it has perpetrated. The Ukrainian people deserve peace, but all partners must understand what a dignified peace is, says Zelensky. This war must be brought to an end, and Russia must end it. Yep, yep, yep. Russia started it and is dragging it out, ignoring all deadlines. And that is the problem, not something else. The answer to Ukrainian territorial question is in the Constitution of Ukraine. No one will deviate from this, and no one will be able to. Ukrainians will not gift their land to the occupier. Ukraine is ready for real decisions that can bring peace. And decisions, any decisions that are against us, any decisions that are about Ukraine, are at the same time decisions against peace. They will not achieve anything. These are unworkable decisions. They will never work. And we all need real and genuine peace. Peace that people will respect. We are ready to work together with President Trump and all our partners for real, and most importantly, lasting peace. A peace that will not collapse because of Moscow's desires. I thank all of our people for being together. Ukraine is. I thank all of our soldiers for preserving their independence, our independence. Stand firm. This is our land. We are Ukraine. I love Zelensky. This dude does not mince words. I love when he says this is an unworkable decision, meaning it is not workable. And he's right. When he says you can't have real peace without Ukraine at the table, he's right. Long-lasting peace looks like security guarantees for Ukraine. It's a little bit counterintuitive, but giving Ukraine more weapons, more allies, and more strength actually leads to more peace long-term, because it scares Putin away, and it shows Putin that Zelensky and Ukraine, whoever the leader of Ukraine is long-term, will have the support of the United States and other European allies. I mean, the EU lately has been stepping up its game a lot, which I really, really respect. But when, first of all, they're doing it in Alaska, a state that Russia sold to the United States for over $7 million, and that is very symbolic of Russia and land sales and the United States. They're doing it in the one state where they made a deal, and you know how desperate Donald Trump is to make some sort of land deal. So the danger there is that Trump will eagerly claim some quick deal, but this deal will just mirror the exact appeasement failures that we saw in the 1930s, where we just appeased, 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 and it did not end well. We also see other leaders coming out. So Keir Starmer vowed unwavering support for Ukraine after defiant Zelensky rules out giving up land to Russia. Labor Foreign Secretary David Lammy and U.S. Vice President J.D. Vance will host a meeting of national security advisors on Saturday as Trump prepares to meet with Putin next week. This dumbass Trump better do some sort of preparation. I know he goes a lot based on instinct and doesn't prepare, but you have to prepare for Vladimir Putin. He obviously didn't prepare for the debate with Kamala. He was so unprepared. Sir Keir Starmer has pledged the UK's unwavering support for Ukraine after a defiant President Zelensky rejected Donald Trump's suggestion that a peace plan may involve giving up land to Russia. And then he's suggesting this while having a summit, a meeting in Alaska, that Zelensky and no Ukrainians are even allowed to be at. And there's another play Putin is making right here. He's also acquiring land while fracturing Western unity. So if other countries can start to go, dude, Trump, you were taking this way too far. You were conceding this and that. He fractures us, isolates the United States even further, weakens Ukraine's defenses, gets more land in a swap or whatever Trump called it. And it could be a grim, grim scenario. President Trump is set to meet Putin next Friday in Alaska and said that they could talk about, quote, some swapping of territories. And of course, Zelensky immediately hit back and said, we will not give Russia any awards for what it has done. Yep, that's the final point that loops back to what I was saying earlier. The incentive structure that it creates when an authoritarian country can invade its next door neighbor, wait it out for years and years and years to end up acquiring their land just because that Western neighbor got tuckered out. China is going to see this, take over Taiwan and use the same strategy, say, huh, the United States is too weak to even care. Then after that happens, Russia will be like, oh, China just did it. We'll go again. And they'll take another country. Then we see the collapse of the global order for real at the next level. I'm going to leave it there. If you appreciate the videos that we make on the Adam Mockler channel, drop a like below. Please go like and rate my Spotify, Apple Music, iTunes podcast. I've never asked for this one before, but if you go on Spotify or Apple Music or iTunes, whatever you use, and you look up The Adam Mockler Show, you can rate it 5 stars and give a review, and that boosts it ahead of right-wing podcasts. So thank you all. I'll see you all in the next one, and peace out.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.